You're listening to a service of Thanksgiving songs and readings recorded on Sunday, October 9th, 2022 at Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Good morning, all. Nice to see you. And I look forward to seeing some of you at the Lees and Yangs later this afternoon as we continue celebrating Thanksgiving. We should always be thankful. We're reminded of this in the Psalms. We're reminded of this in church. Yet once a year, it seems appropriate to pause, to devote the hour to giving thanks, not just in general ways, but thanks for small things, thanks for the clouds, little bugs, friendship, and the list just goes on and on and on. We take these things for granted, but do not pause to be thankful for them. One thing I'm thankful for is the slightly cooler weather. I could do without the smoke. I'm also thankful for the new colors on the trees that we can see from our place. The rotating seasons are deeply embedded in our life experience. And our first verse this morning comes from Genesis, God's promise that these seasons will continue, as he told Noah, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Let us confess to God in words from the 8th century by Alcuin. Please say with me. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God forgives you. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Be at peace.
Live your life so that the fear of death can never enter your heart.
When you rise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light.
Give thanks for your life and strength.
Give thanks for your food and for the joy of living.
And if perchance you see no reason for giving thanks, rest assured the fault is in yourself.
Ruth has chosen a favorite Thanksgiving hymn to begin our time of meditating. Voices Together, number 122. In the third verse, we saw the words, "When the wheat of the gospel is planted, and bring the cup of blessing," which are very appropriate because we have communion this morning. As we continue to give thanks to God, Psalm 104 helps to lead our thinking. The psalmist was thankful not just for nature generally, but for some of the specific marvels of our world, all of which reflect the majesty of our Creator. We will hear about the sky, the wind, seasons, waters, animals, plants, wine, day and night, tasks. And the psalmist concludes with the hope that all those who do not appreciate God's handiwork, therefore they are wicked, that they not clutter up this beautiful universe. We will be led in this psalm reading by David, Henry, and Tina.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the winds your messengers.
Fire and flame your ministers.
You set the earth on its foundation so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with a deep as with a garment. All the waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they flee.
At the sound of your thunder, they take flight. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them.
You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they may not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. The wild asses quench their thirst.
By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains.
The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine and bread to strengthen the human heart. The trees of the field water are watered abundantly. The cedars of Lebanon that he planted. And then the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The stork has its home in the fir trees. No. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and it is night. When all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down to their dens.
People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it.
These all look to you to give them their food in due season.
When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and trembles. Who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him. For I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. And now turn in your blue hymnal to hymn number 94, a song that we enjoy singing every Thanksgiving Sunday. This hymn has a good, strong poetic structure. Verse 1 is about gardening and harvesting. Verse 2 moves from gardening into a parable about the wheat and the tares, the good growing with the bad. And then verse 3 is about the final harvest, death, symbolized in this poem by Judgment Day. And verse 4 gives thanks for the church triumphant, hymn number 94. Now please take your voices together and turn to the responsive reading number 864. Number 864 takes us clockwise through the four directions east, south, west, and north. For each of these directions, the leader gives us new reasons to be thankful. We then respond with a prayer of thanksgiving. So once again, Louise and Henry will read us in this reading. Please join them.
We offer thanksgiving to our Creator, recalling that Christ is the center of creation and our lives as Christians. As we face east, the direction of the rising sun, we offer thanks for the gifts of the tree world and for new beginnings. Help us to be honest with you and others, and to be wise and just in our use of the resources of the earth. We give thanks to you, O God. As we face south, where we receive warmth, we offer thanks for the gifts of the animal world and for all the kind and for all and for the call to be humble. Enable us to walk good paths, to live as family should, and with you, to renew the face of the earth, we give thanks to you, O God. As we face the west, where we receive teachings of faith, we offer thanks for the gifts of the rock world and the purifying and fruitful waters. Sustain us and the earth through your Holy Spirit, and give us faith as strong as the rock. We give thanks to you, O God. As we face the north, the direction of the wind and the snow, we offer thanks for the plant world and for kindness and wisdom. Breathe your strength and endurance unto us. And give us wisdom to treat each other with kindness. We give thanks to you, O God. As we face center, from above comes the unconditional love of God. From the earth comes the gift of life. We give thanks for the love like the wings of the eagle. We dedicate our lives to you, our Creator and Savior. As we walk on this earth, may we learn together and celebrate the way of peace, harmony, and tranquility. We give thanks to you, O God.
Voices Together, number 750, is a familiar tune, but with new words. So we'll hear this in a different recording. In verse 1 of 750, we ask that the earth's bounty be available to everyone, not just to us. And in verse 2, we are reminded to be good stewards of the earth and to care for others. In verse 3, we are reminded, and this is my favorite verse, that just as every seed and every grain of wheat counts, So too do our small acts of kindness. In verse 4, we pledge to be faithful in love to God. We will be led in this singing by the St. Luke's Presbyterian Church's virtual choir. Our reading from Revelation is filled with a sense of majesty, which is precisely what King James I of England ordered when giving explicit instructions to the 50 men who wrote the King James Version. He wanted them to use words that gave a sense of majesty. John the Revelator is trying to imagine what heaven might be like in human terms. And you can sense his struggling to find words adequate to express that. This reading reminds us that ultimately our thanksgiving, like that in heaven, is to our God. Laura will read this for us from a Gothic script that is close to her heart.
Revelation 7:9-12. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen."
Voices Together, number 111, now picks up on the general tone of what Laura read from Revelation 7. We will hear this sung by its composer, Matt Redman, but do feel free to sing along, especially on the chorus. And now turn to Voices Together, number 881. 881 is a beautiful poem which draws our attention to the universe in new ways. It mentions things that we take for granted, usually at the expense of giving thanks for them. I see the mention of electricity. "My life without electricity is virtually unthinkable, yet this will be the first time I've given thanks for electricity in church." This will be read by Carl.
Roly-polies, I think we call them sow bugs here in Vancouver. And I'm not sure that it shows the Lord's power in correct amplification to count the hairs on my head, but I'll read this nevertheless. "God of cosmos and quarks, God of rainbows and roly-polies, God of electricity and enzymes, you created the earth and proclaimed it good. The galaxies and planets are known to you, yet also the hairs on our heads. You cradle all things in the palm of your hand, supporting us with love. We magnify your name for our creation and for all the blessings of this life. Sustain in us a spirit of awe for how you continue to be present in the world, and help us to act with love for all that you have created. Amen."
In your hymnal, Blue Book, number 156, "All Things Bright and Beautiful." I think the same version is in Voices Together 177. I've asked Ed to read the next poem, which celebrates gardening and harvesting and the seasons yet again.
"The cycles of seasons and farming. We see signs of summer passing and golden leaves, shortening days, misty mornings, autumn's glow. We sense its passing in rain that dampens, winds that chill, harvest's bounty placed on show. Creator God, who brings forth both green shoot and hoarfrost, sunrise and sunset, storehouses filled, and mouths fed, we bring our thanks for seeds that have grown, harvests gathered. And as your earth rests through winter's cold embrace, we look forward to its reawakening when kissed by spring's first touch."
In your blue hymnal, number 89, for the beauty of the earth. Our prayer of thanksgiving will be read by Elfrida, who will read the one, and then the response will be led by Henry and Louise. Please join them.
Let us give thanks to God for all the gifts so freely given to us, for the beauty and wonder of creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord,
for all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord,
for minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord,
for the promise of harvest contained within a seed, for the oak tree within an acorn, the bread within a grain, the apple within a pip, the mystery of nature's gift wrapped for us to sow. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
for health and strength to work and leisure to rest, read, or to be refreshed through recreation.
We thank you, Lord,
for the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord,
for all those who seek after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord,
for the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
To him be praise and glory. With you, O God, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Again, in your blue hymnal, number 90. Henry and Louise will lead us in a prayer of blessing. Tina and Henry.
Bless those who are peacemakers from all creeds and cultures, all who bring no other agenda than to see a neighbor and stranger live together as one community.
Bless the peacemakers, strengthen and bless them.
Bless those who are comforters, shoulders to cry upon, a willing ear to listen, a present help in times of despair and hopelessness.
Bless the comforters, strengthen and bless them.
Bless those who are healers of physical injury and deeper hurts, those whose touch brings relief from trauma and pain, who brings compassion.
Bless the healers, strengthen and bless them.
And Travis will read one with Henry and Louise responding.
God, when I have food,
help me to remember the hungry.
When I have work,
help me to remember the jobless.
When I have a home,
help me to remember those who have no home at all.
When I am without pain,
help me to remember those who suffer.
And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion,
and be concerned enough to help by the word and deed those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen.
And Elfrida will now lead us in prayer and intercession.
We give thanks, O God, for every blessing in life, for the gifts of the past and our memories of all that has been good, for the times of well-being and security, times when we have been held in the love and shelter of family and friends, for moments of happiness and generosity, when food and drink and human company have been shared and delighted in. And as we remember these things with gratitude, we pray for people everywhere who are in the midst of what will be remembered not as good, but as testing times, painful or empty or terrifying. For people who are experiencing what they have most feared or dreaded, the loss of a loved one, the ending of a relationship, the discovery of illness, and for those who know no safe place, who are troubled within themselves or frightened by hostilities around them. With men and women throughout the world, we pray for your safeguarding and deliverance, O God, of innocent ones and those unjustly wronged. For all who are afflicted and struggle today, we ask your loving comfort.
And now please turn to Voices Together, number 944. And Janice and I will lead this reading.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is good to give thanks and praise.
It is a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Holy One. With your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest.
And so we proclaim this mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We praise you, all holy God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now the Lord's Prayer is printed in the bulletin. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O God. You made bread to strengthen us, and you set aside this bread as a sign of your Son's broken body. In partaking of it, may we participate in the reconciliation of Christ. May Christ's body be the bread of our souls, to give us strength to continue our pilgrimage, being made worthy to sit with all the redeemed at the marriage feast of the Lamb.
Blessed are you, O God. You made the vine to strengthen us. You set aside this cup as a sign of your Son's shed blood. In drinking the cup, may we signal our eagerness to participate in the kingdom of Christ.
May Christ make us strong to drink the cup of suffering without complaint. For Jesus' sake, in the hope that we shall drink new wine in your kingdom.